AM 1245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Republicans in Congress say a compromise bill that combines Ukraine and Israel funding with new immigration restrictions appears to be dead, even though it was co-authored by Republicans. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer accused Republicans of cowering to former President Trump.
Leader McConnell and the Republican conference did a 180-degree reversal. They were quaking at the knees at the fear of Donald Trump.
Schumer said he still plans to hold a vote on the bill tomorrow. A spokesman for Donald Trump says the former president will appeal today's unanimous decision from the D.C. Circuit Court that ruled that Trump does not have presidential immunity and can be put on trial for trying to stay in power after losing the 2020 election. Jennifer Crumbly, the mother of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly, found guilty of involuntary manslaughter today. Prosecutors say she had it in her power to prevent that shooting. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote tomorrow. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to revive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption, though, is not guaranteed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The University of Minnesota Duluth has received a big donation for its engineering department. According to a Northern News Now report, Advanced Drainage Systems donated $1 million to the university's Advanced Materials Venture. The donation aims to provide things like scholarships and research funding. The donation will be split over 4 years with $65,000 each year for scholarships, $125,000 each year for research funding, and $60,000 each year for an endowment. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents about a potential increase in wildfires this spring. According to DNR officials, the warmer weather and lack of snow that has persisted throughout much of the northern regions of the state could lead to drier conditions heading into spring. While fire danger is still low or moderate throughout most of the state, a wildfire did start near Fairchild on Saturday. Residents should practice fire safety, including getting burn permits and having tools and water available. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter. So I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and mild with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds around and warm again with highs in the upper 40s. Rain ahead for Thursday, even some thunder. Highs again in the upper 40s and breezy, turning much colder as we look towards Friday and into the weekend. It's 46 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live on the road. Dom, I'm in Vegas, baby. Vegas, I tell ya. For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024, thank you to our fine sponsor, Chad's Design Build. Dom, they've paid the freight. I'm here in Vegas without you.
I miss you. Sorry, the nice hotel without me.
It's strange how it worked out that way. It's just pure coincidence that I would find a good...
I'm not salty about it at all. No, it's fine. It's fine.
That I would find a affordable, air quotes, good room during Super Bowl week. Yet, you know, when you and I went to Vegas, Dom, nothing but a $32 room at the Circus Circus.
I don't think the drinks cost that much.
Dom, I will tell you how much this drink cost. $36 in that this little tiny bottle of rum costs $36. So if I wanted a drink, $36 it was. Cheers. It's a happy, cheers, happy hour. Happy you could be a part. 844-967-2789. Dom, there's an election going on here today in Nevada. It is the primary day. And here's the crazy part. It doesn't really matter. It does not matter what happens today. And you say, well, how can that be? There's still a nomination race on the GOP side. And Nevada is the first Western state. And Nikki Haley's going to come out later tonight and claim a glorious victory. I won the Nevada primary on the GOP side. And, of course, you'll see a similar statement from Joe Biden.
Assuming she doesn't lose to the none of the above option.
Well, that would be a sad thing for her, but you know, it'd be a hell of a fun day tomorrow on the air because we'd have as much fun with that as the horse fornication, I suspect. But anyways, Dom, why is Nevada holding both a primary and a caucus? I got a little source material here. First and foremost, why am I here? Dom, we've been to Vegas as a product at least three times. First time we were out here, we talked about you and John Podesta. We were here for the very first presidential debate in the 2016 cycle. Back when there were still five, it was O'Malley, it was Jim Webb, it was Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, I forget. Maybe it was just four. Maybe there's a fifth. I don't know who the fifth would have been, though. Not important. Here's what was important. We had a hell of a good time in Vegas. We stayed at that fine hotel, the Circus Circus. And the Dems held their debate at the Wynn, which is in the shadow of the Trump Hotel. And, you know, here's another irony, Dom. I think I might have pointed this out to you. Thursday night, there will be a caucus here in Nevada. And Donald Trump's team basically rigged the election to his benefit. And the benefit will be on Thursday, because Thursday in the caucus, which the Republican Party of Nevada decided to do for the benefit of Donald Trump, that will award all the delegates. But the state elections run primary here in the state of Nevada that's going on right now as I speak, that Joe Biden will win tonight and Nikki Haley will win tonight. You know, the clean and above board election, that means nothing on the Republican side. Trump would have none of that. You know why, Dom? You know what the crime of the Nevada is?
What?
Everybody gets a ballot. Universal ballots. Everyone gets sent a ballot. Unless you opt out and say, don't send me a ballot, you get sent a ballot. So Trump didn't like that, not one little bit. Because how are you going to rig that when there's universal ballots? So Trump's team went to work. And the GOP here in Nevada changed effectively the rules. And they decided
The rules of the GOP. The rules of the GOP, right, okay.
So come Thursday, that's a party function. That is just the Republicans doing their own caucus on Thursday for the benefit of one candidate over all others. They rigged the election in Nevada, the caucus, for the benefit of Donald Trump. So that's why I'm here, Dom, because this is going to play out very interestingly. And last time through, I don't know if you recall, but 2020, Joe Biden won the state in the general. And Nevada is not always what you would perceive to be a blue state. In fact, got a red governor in the state, a Republican governor. I would say historically, Nevada's been a little more of a red state, but not last time through. Not in 2020. In 2020, this state went for Joe Biden. Joe Biden won the state of Nevada by 33,500 votes, approximately. That's a small margin.
Yeah.
And I would say, Dom, I greatly suspect when we, hopefully you'll come with in the fall, but when we come back here to see what's happening on the ground in the state of Nevada, there's really only four or five states in the whole country that will matter. Here they are. We've talked about this. Wisconsin, where we live and originate from. Yeah, that will certainly be at the eye of the hurricane. Wisconsin, an electoral coin flip in every statewide election. It's Wisconsin, Michigan, which I'd like to think is a little more lean blue these days, but not currently in the polling, Biden trailing Trump in Michigan, state of Georgia, and I would hardly call that a purple state. That's traditionally a red state, but the electoral circumstances, let's not forget, two Democratic senators, one special election the day before January 6th, Tom. Do you recall all that? Do you remember?
Yeah, I know.
They were having elections, dude.
No small part because of Trump's game plan.
Because of Trump's. That was the Warnock-Ossoff election. And then, you know, subsequently, let's not forget, a guy I liked a lot is a college running back. He was a Heisman Trophy winner, but a terrible senatorial candidate, Herschel Walker, man. That guy was a joke, right? But Georgia matters. Nevada matters. Arizona matters. Your state of Michigan, and probably Wisconsin. And above and beyond that, folks, there may not be any other states that matter during the presidential election. And I know we all go out there and vote. Doesn't matter if you live in California. When's the last time California mattered?
Right.
Hell, they'd take six more months to count their votes. We wouldn't even know what the outcome was. Trump might have a fair argument to make if California mattered. It does not. But Nevada, it will matter in the fall. But today's primary election, it's not going to matter as much, Dom. Haley will win the primary. I do have a request in with her campaign for either the governor, Haley, or one of her surrogates. But they're playing coy right now, Dom. There are no announced events from the Haley team in Nevada today. And she's going to win today. Shouldn't she have a victory party on the strip? Shouldn't I be there, Don?
Great. She wins, but she doesn't win any delegates. So is it really a win if it doesn't count? You know what I mean?
Well, at this point, she's trying to gain strength. She's trying to hold off the onslaught and the eventual probable domination of Donald Trump, right? She's playing her own four-quarter offense, four-quarter defense, Dom. She is also running out the clock in that if she can just stay a viable candidate, not get crushed, not get electorally wiped out in the delegate count, but if she can last just let's say till the Chutkan trial and the January 6th trial of Donald Trump, any of the trials, Dom, we might have a New York trial coming very, very soon. Wouldn't it be ironic if it all came down to Stormy, Stormy, Stormy?
Right. It would be certainly appropriate.
So here I am, Las Vegas, Dom, and as mentioned, the accommodation's a little nicer this time. Staying at the MGM Grand Signature Tower 3. Very, very nice hotel. Very nice.
So, Cody, let me ask you, the caucus versus the primary thing.
Yes.
When Nikki Haley decided that she was going to participate in the primary and not the caucus, was it known at that time that the Republican Party in Nevada was going to have all the delegates assigned to only at the caucus? You know what I'm saying? Or was this something?
Did she know what she was signing up for? I think she did. And perhaps she wanted to garner a couple of days press because she's still going to have a legitimate claim. I won Nevada. And it might be the only state she wins in any electoral outcome, at least with the current dynamics of the Republican MAGA base overwhelmingly supporting this soon-to-be convicted criminal. But right now, you know, just
so
waiting
more
for the immunity to play out.
Is a moral victory.
Symbolic.
For Nikki Haley. Symbolic
yes.
victory. Keep talking, keep going, being out there, whatever, and move on to South Carolina.
Well, she's got to survive to South Carolina. But anything right now, last polling I saw to South Carolina, Trump's in the 50s. Haley's about 20 behind. She's in the 30s. She trails in her home state where she was elected governor. She trails her opponent. And that's February 24th. That election happens. Don, we've talked about the fact Michigan will be a quick turnaround after that. And hopefully you and I will be in Michigan around February 27th when they hold their primary. And then Super Tuesday comes
along,
Dom. And
now you're turning around and saying,
Super Tuesday. That is March 5th. That's supposed to be right about the time that Trump was supposed to go to trial on the January 6th. We'll see when he gets to trial. But come March 5th, Dom, I have every plan to go up to Minneapolis because Minnesota will be on the clock. They will vote. We'll go see our friends at KTNF 950 AM, the progressive voice of Minnesota, and we'll do a little party up there on Super Tuesday like we did 4 years ago on Super Tuesday. That was like one of our last events in the public, Don, before the coronavirus kicked in.
Oh, man. It seems like a long time ago, Curdy.
But I suspect tonight, luck be a lady tonight. Tonight, and only tonight, it will be Nikki Haley's glorious victory tonight in the Nevada primary, the one that's run by election officials, you know, the one that Trump thinks is rigged because everyone gets to vote. And then Thursday, and I'll be here all week, Don. I'll be playing ballroom all week long. But come Thursday, we've got a caucus, and I'll be at the caucus. I'm going to the caucus, Don, and then I'm going to the Trump viewing party with or without credentials because it's at a casino. And you know me, Dom, I love broadcasting live from Las Vegas as a hotel resort casino. I'm at the MGM Grand. I'll be at the Tropicana Thursday night for the Trump caucus victory party if he can win the caucus.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZ.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
On summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines. Offer your takes at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I've got a little more explanation from The Guardian. I'm here in Nevada, specifically Las Vegas MGM Grand Signature Tower 3, 19th floor. Why am I here? Because today is the primary day in the state of Nevada. And as mentioned, Nikki Haley will have a glorious victory to claim, but no delegates to show for it. And here's why. Because Nevada, through the rigging of the presidential primary process by the Donald Trump team, well, they've split the caucus and the primary. So let me give you a little of the explanation from The Guardian. The first presidential election contest in the Western U.S. features a bifurcated primary and caucuses format that's both confusing to voters and renders results difficult to understand. Nevada's primary for Democrats and some Republicans is today, Dom, Tuesday, February 6th, while its caucuses for other Republicans is Thursday, February 8th. And the Western Battleground State, home to Las Vegas, baby, has a much more diverse electorate than Iowa and New Hampshire. It could have been a pivotal part of this year's road to the White House, and it may still in the general election. That's what I suspect, Dom. Some wanted to see the state go first in the nation because it's a better cross-section of the country. Instead, the wonky system and seemingly inevitable victories for Joe Biden and Donald Trump make for a less than thrilling election. I'll be the entertainment in Vegas this week, Dom. So how's it work this year? Democrats are participating in a primary today. So today, later tonight, turn on the TVs, election coverage. About, what, 9:06 local time in Wisconsin? I think they closed the polls here at 7 o'clock in Nevada.
All right, so Democrats are engaging in the primary process.
An actual primary.
In an actual primary, not in a caucus, and will actually award delegates based on the results of the primary.
That is my understanding, Dom. And the Republicans will hold a primary tonight, and that will be run by the state election officials here of the state of Nevada, and it means bubkiss, except for bragging rights for Nikki Haley, and might be the only bragging right she has for a while, so she better take them when she can get them. A moral victory of sorts, Dom. So primary ballots were mailed out to eligible voters already, though people can also vote in person. So everyone gets a ballot, unless you personally in the state of Nevada, you will get a ballot for the primary, unless you've opted not to receive a ballot because you're one of those rigged election believers, right? And someone might steal it out of my mailbox and steal my vote. But anyways, the rest of the sane Nevadans have their ballots mailed to them. And they can either send it in absentee, or they can vote in person in the primary today. Now, MSNBC is in Vegas today, and they're at a primary location. And I'm glad I didn't go, Dom, because it looked pretty boring. A, it's colder in Vegas than it is in Wisconsin this week. I hear we're having some unusually warm weather. It's a little ice foggy this morning when I flew out of Mitchell. But my understanding is the weather probably nicer in Wisconsin right now than Las Vegas. It's a drizzly 46 degrees in Las Vegas. And I'm watching the street scene of the MSNBC reporter, and he's at the primary, and it says, vote here, right? But nobody's voting. And finally, they had this guy on screen for probably 5, 6, 8 minutes. No voters had entered the building. And then finally, I see a lady, and I'm like, I think that was just a camera person. No. I have still yet to see a Nevadan participating in the electoral process today in person or on the television, on the boob tube, Dom. But anyways, a little bit more. So primary ballots are mailed out to eligible voters already. The people can vote in person. For the caucuses, that again, that's Thursday night. That's the rigging part the GOP did for the benefit of Trump. Voters must attend in person. That's Thursday from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. So that would be from, well, 7 to 9:30, Dom. We won't have results on the air that night. But I bet Trump wins as the caucusing that night. Well, technically, there's some long shot guy, Binkley. Ryan Binkley, I think, is technically caucusing here in against Trump on Thursday, but you've never heard of him either, so he's not going to win. The caucuses happen just that day. You must be in person. And, Dom, here's the part that Donald Trump likes a lot. You must have a photo ID. Now, that was different than the caucus process, at least that we thought we were witnessing in Iowa, Dom, because people were walking around with, like, brown grocery bags. Everyone wrote down their preferred candidate on scrap of paper and threw it in. Like, right. Where's the ballot security there?
I didn't see any IDs getting checked in Iowa caucusing.
We did not see that when we were in Iowa, in Dubuque, the night of the Iowa caucus. And, you know, Trump, what, got low 50s that night? DeSantis got his ticket punched to Newsmax. And Nikki Haley was the only one that really had any claim of any sort of anything. She's the
momentum
only
momentum of anything, right?
Non-Trump opponent, effectively. So voters have to be registered here in Nevada with a political party to vote in the primary or caucuses. So a large portion of independent voters in the state need to sign up with a party ahead of time to participate. Dom, will they do that? Do you think independents are going to show up today for the primary, go and register as a Dem or a Republican if they weren't already, or go register as a Republican and show up at the caucus on Thursday? How many independents for these non-contested primaries are going to make any effort?
No. Why?
I would say, from my personal observation, watching the reporter on MSNBC, so far I saw zero people taking advantage of that today. So anyways,
but I want to be clear on this. So you still have to be registered with a party to cast your vote, but you can cast a vote in both the primary and the caucus. You could vote.
You could theoretically.
This week.
You could theoretically on the Republican side. Now Trump has already, when he was in Vegas most recently, like within the week, said don't vote in the primary. It's rigged. It's rigged. Don't vote in the primary. Only caucus.
Do the caucus thing. Yeah.
Do the caucus thing. Right. Well, technically, Dom, Joe Biden is not the only Democrat on the ballot today in Nevada either. There's your girl, Mary Ann Williamson, the self-help author. We met her in Vegas, I believe, Dom. And we had the opportunity to interview her. We passed on our interview opportunity with Mary Ann Williamson that day. And then there's Dean Phillips, the Minnesota congressman running the most mainstream challenge to Biden, is not on the ballot in Nevada. Though he was in New Hampshire and South Carolina. Obviously, he did better in a state where Joe was not on the ballot, New Hampshire. He got, what, 20%? Dean Phillips did? He got less than 2% in South Carolina. He's not on the ballot in Nevada. He's not going to make much of an impression here, I suspect, Dom.
No writing but campaign for Dean Phillips in Nevada going on?
I have no idea. I have not seen any Dean Phillips signs since I've been here. Yeah. But the only question tonight, will Nikki Haley have more people pick her or none of the above? Because on the primary in the state of Wisconsin, state of Nevada, none of the above is a viable option. So, therefore, Nikki Haley could lose to the Trump supportive, because Trump ain't on the primary ballot. They could all come out and say, none of the above. Devil's advocates. Just choose us. You win every day. Come back.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Green Bay Packers star quarterback Brett Favre still owes money in his welfare fraud case. Mississippi auditor Shad White is suing Favre for $730,000 in fines and interest on the money he took for speeches that he never gave. Favre was never charged with any crime. Deepfake images and voices are already creeping into political ads around the country. Wisconsin lawmakers don't want it to happen here. Representative Adam Nealon tells WISN-TV's Up Front the bill to label AI in political ads has bipartisan support.
This isn't a Republican issue. This isn't a Democratic issue. This is an issue that affects everybody, and that's why we wanted to make it a broad coalition and earn that bipartisan support and make sure that it's signed by the governor.
The bill would impose a $1,000 fine for violations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The City of Duluth's Parks and Recreation Department is recommending the closure of natural surface trails due to the warmer-than-usual weather. According to a Northern News Now report, city officials say the temperature fluctuations are making the soil on the trails vulnerable, and hikers and cyclists could be doing permanent damage to the trails. They say if you see footprints or bike tracks in the dirt, you should consider different recreation options like their paved surface trails that will remain open regardless of weather. The Duluth School District is considering a $5.2 million per year technology referendum. The referendum would provide the school district with $5.2 million per year for a 10-year term to upgrade its digital infrastructure and physical security. It would include things like learning technology upgrades for students and technology and security maintenance staff. The proposed referendum will appear on the May 14th ballot in the city. Property taxes would increase about $11 for a $315,000 home. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org. And help build homes and rebuild lives.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Taylor Swift was spotted at a Sunday event where people welcomed seeing her on camera as much as possible. They also didn't have a choice as she won her fourth Album of the Year award for her Midnights compilation. Swift is the only artist ever to win that award four times. Her past albums, Folklore, 1989, and Fearless also won the award. Swift took the opportunity during her acceptance speech to let her fans know that her next album, The Tortured Poets Department, will be released April 19th. Swift is now a 14-time Grammy winner. It's all about the sequels when it comes to commercials for movies at this year's Super Bowl. Deadpool 3, Twisters, A Quiet Place, Day One are all advertising during the big game this coming Sunday, according to Deadline. The price of a 30-second movie ad during this year's game, a cool $7 million American dollars. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 8 and 10 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and mild with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds around and warm again with highs in the upper 40s. Rain ahead for Thursday, even some thunder. Highs again in the upper 40s and breezy, turning much colder as we look towards Friday and into the weekend. It's 46 right now.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Tuesday, Crudy's on the road, Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada primaries going on today, both Republican and Democrat, although no delegates awarded to Nikki Haley, despite later on tonight, I guarantee Dom, she'll be claiming victory in Nevada.
You know, as long as none of the above doesn't, you know, break out and win.
We'll see. That'll be something to watch for tomorrow's big program, Dom. And we will move on from Nevada here, but not this week because I'm here all week. And they are having a primary today. I did want to point out currently Nevada, and I talked about this, Dom, this is one of the most important swing states in the nation. The state of Nevada currently has two Democratic senators, which I see as a good thing. They include Catherine Cortez Masto, serving since 2017, and Jackie Rosen, serving since 2019. The state of Nevada also has four congressional districts. Currently, three of those four seats are held by Democrats. But the governor's office is held by a Republican, Dom. So, again, the state of Nevada, much like the state of Wisconsin, you know, you see it go back and forth, something of a purple state, something of a swing state, something of, you know, a electoral college state that will matter, and I think there might just be like five. But just for the record, Joe Lombardo, looks like he's a former sheriff for law enforcement agent. The governor serves a four-year term. He has been the governor since 2023, Joe Lombardo. He is the Republican governor of the state of Nevada. Two Democratic senators and a crazy caucus rigged election happening here on the Republican side. I'm pretty sure Joe Biden's going to run away with, what, about 99% of the primary vote on the Democratic side. He'll claim victory, certainly. Joe Biden was just in town yesterday, Dom. Can't believe I missed my president.
Should have got there a little earlier, Crudy. What are you thinking?
I didn't know Joe was coming. Oh, and one more thing, one more reason, Dom, and I hate to bring this up, but you and the audience may or may not be aware, a little football game going on in this town this week, the Super Bowl. When I talk to the taxi guy and a couple of the service employees I've spoken to so far, I've only been here for a few hours, but Dom, they were more interested in the Super Bowl and then the primary politicking today.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Cab driver didn't seem like he had taken too many guys to the primary polls this morning.
No, but they're going to the casinos to put down some action on the football game. I'm seeing like a what? San Fran giving up two. Have you seen lines over there at the sportsbook yet, Crudy?
I have not been to the sportsbook, although I do have my MGM Grand app fully uploaded and ready to go. Dom, I'll start looking at my picks a little bit later. But I can tell you this, Harry Reid International Airport, the airport here in Las Vegas, 160,000 people a day flying in. This is the busiest airport in the world this week.
Wow.
My understanding. I can only tell you, fairly busy today.
844-967-2789.
And of course, 40. The big, well, yeah, I was going to mention the breaking news. Donald Trump has lost his appeal in the D.C. circuit. Hopefully it's game on, trial soon. But of course, Trump is threatening an appeal all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. But we've talked
and
about
that. And he
has, right,
according to the ruling, he has until Monday, this coming Monday, it'll be the 12th, to get that done. And I am of the opinion that the Supreme Court will not take it up. Hell, some prognosticators are considering that perhaps this thing could start as early as May. But there's other trials as well. And it's, you know, the news just keeps on coming. I just want to throw this out there from the AP. The judge in Donald Trump's civil fraud trials demanding more information after a key witness was reported to be in negotiations to plead guilty to perjury in connection with his testimony in the lawsuit. What? In an email posted to the trial docket on Tuesday, Judge Arthur Engoron asked lawyers in the case to provide him with a letter detailing anything you know about a situation involving Alan Weisselberg, the former longtime finance chief at Trump's company, the Trump Organization. Here's what Engoron wrote. I do not want to ignore anything in a case of this magnitude, suggesting he may disregard all of Weisselberg's testimony if he were to admit lying on the witness stand. Engoron cited a February 1 report in the New York Times that Weisselberg was in negotiations with the Manhattan DA's office to plead guilty to perjury and admit that he lied on the witness stand when he testified at the civil fraud trial in October. The newspaper cited people with knowledge of the matter. The Associated Press, citing two people familiar with the matter who spoke on the condition of anonymity, reported that Manhattan prosecutors were weighing a potential perjury charge against Weisselberg. As the presiding magistrate, the trier of fact, and the judge of credibility, I of course want to know whether Mr. Weisselberg is now changing his tune and whether he has admitted he lied under oath in my courtroom at this trial, Engoron wrote in the email. The email went to lawyers for Trump, Weisselberg, the Trump Organization, and other defendants, as well as counsel for the New York Attorney General Letitia James' office, which brought the civil fraud case. Messages seeking comment were left with Weisselberg and Trump. They have declined to comment. And Engoron asked lawyers to respond by 5 p.m. Wednesday, that's tomorrow, adding he wanted their thoughts on how he should address the matter, including timing of his final decision in the case, which court officials have said should be ready by mid-February. Weisselberg is one of 40 witnesses who testified over the 2.5-month trial, answering questions for 2 days about allegations that Trump lied about his wealth on financial statements given to bank and insurance. We know the story. We've talked about it. So this is a new wrench in this thing. I mean, if Weisselberg admits to perjury and Engoron can dismiss everything that that guy said on his witness stand, I mean, $370 million. I mean, he may be very, very inclined to award such a number if the CFO was lying on the stand. So again, and also March 25th is when the Manhattan DA is supposed to bring the case against Trump in the Stormy Daniels payoff case, which is really an election interference case because he did the payoff. It wasn't about the payoff as much about the sex. It was what was the point? What were they trying to do? We're trying to keep it out of the newspapers so it would not influence the election.
That's I don't want to talk about that stormy at this point. You know, I see nothing. I think U.S. Senator Ron Johnson once told us.
A little
bit more. I'm sourcing a Raw Story article. Dom Engoron, again, this fraud trial of Donald Trump, added that he may use Weisselberg's alleged perjury as a basis to invoke falsus in uno, in reference to the term falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus, which is Latin for false in one thing, false in everything. This suggests that Engoron may disregard Weisselberg's entire testimony during the civil fraud trial as untruthful and use that to inform his final judgment. And as you mentioned, New York Attorney General Letitia James is seeking up to $370 million in disgorgement penalties, air quotes, disgorgement penalties. It's like pulling the tick, right? Related to Trump allegedly inflating the value of his real estate assets to obtain preferential tax and insurance rates. She also is aiming to have Trump and his adult children, at least the boys, right? Somehow Ivanka's stayed out of this, but has also aiming to have Trump and his adult children banned from serving as officers in any New York-based company for at least 5 years, and a massive penalty, Dom, according to this reporting, is a near certainty, as Engoron already ruled that Trump committed widespread fraud in financial filings submitted to the state. That decision was later upheld by the New York Appeals Court. However large the final judgment may be, I hope it's huge, Dom. It will be a significant financial blow to the former president, who's already been ordered to pay $88.3 million in damages to writer E. Jean Carroll in her defamation trial, and in order to appeal a civil judgment in New York, Dom. Again, this a civil case, not a criminal case, but the appellate must put a bulk of the judgment in a court-controlled account while the appeals process plays out. This means that if he was ordered to pay $370 million that Letitia James is asking for, the ex-president would almost have, he would need $500 million
right.
right? In the middle of trying to raise money for his presidential campaign. And right now, Dom, the resolution, as amended, to what? Impeach Alejandro Mayorkas as the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. It has failed, Dom. It has failed. 214 to 216, 214 Republican yays, 4 Republican nays, 212 Democrats all voted no. 216, this impeachment measure, the first one against a sitting cabinet secretary in 150 years, it has failed like everything else these Republicans try to do in the House. You lose.
I'm looking at 215.
214 for yay, 216 for no. Speaker Johnson at the podium now, but we don't have that sound. I'm just telling you, he's got to be awfully disappointed, Dom.
Well, they continue to struggle to come up with anything other than what, you know, governing and serving the people of this country. 844-967-2789. Nate, what do we got here? You got some updates for us?
Lawrence Andrea on Twitter saying Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin voted no on the impeachment of Mayorkas.
Well, Congressman Gallagher out of Green Bay is a nay. Interesting. Looks like there's some dissension in the ranks. They've updated it. Now I'm seeing 214 as yays, 216 as noes, as Curdy mentioned. We also have some conversations today. This border deal, this border funding Ukraine, all this tied in, maybe dead on arrival. We have some stories and some sound on that. We'll get to that after your calls. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm thinking of Stormy songs. There's Stormy by the Mamas and the Papas. I think Dennis Yost actually wrote that. That's a song I remember from back when I was a lad. But I mean, it's stormy weather for all these Republicans now. I see where Trump is using PAC money to pay for his daughter's legal expenses over now. I mean, that another violation of law. But it just is, and the continued support of Donald Trump by the House members, now with the insurrection that wasn't. I mean, that it just is. It just stretches credulity and credibility for all those guys. That, I mean, it just is.
Yeah, it really does, Mark, and thanks for the call always, man. I saw a report, I think it was at the Hill. Matt Gaetz and Elise Stefanik unveiled a resolution Tuesday that declares former President Trump, quote, did not engage in insurrection or rebellion against the United States. Oh, well, thank you for that, Gaetz and Stefanik. The resolution comes as groups across the country try to disqualify Trump from appearing. Obviously, we know that storyline. Here's a quote from Gaetz. We are here today to authoritatively express that Donald Trump did not commit an insurrection, and we believe Congress has a unique role in making that declaration. It's not the job of the states, and especially not the job of some bureaucrats in Colorado, to make this assessment and interfere with the rights of voters to cast their vote for the candidate of their choice. As president, Donald Trump continues to dominate the polls. Extreme Democrats will stop at nothing in an attempt to prevent President Donald Trump from returning to the White House. The resolution, which is non-binding, would declare that it is, quote, the sense of the House of Representatives that Trump did not engage in the insurrection or rebellion against the United States or give aid or comfort to the enemies thereof.
Now, RNC already made a similar proclamation, Dom? I believe they have. Trust me on this.
I'll trust you on that, Curdy. So,
just because it doesn't mean it's true. We all agreed it.
Slam dunk of basketball. So let it be written. So let it be done.
Come back with us. We are the greatest radio show ever. Dom can dunk a basketball, and I'm declaring us, you know, beyond reproach in all things, political, all things humorous, or otherwise. I've said it, so let it be known. Your phone calls could be next. Still time for you, 844-96-PARTY.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at v.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 844-967-2789. That one goes out to Dan Kelly.
You know, it's been a hell of a day for news, Dom. I would like to add, I am here on the For the Love of Democracy tour in Las Vegas, Nevada, a primary going on here. I thought that would be the big news.
Right?
Election day. Oh, no, that doesn't even compare. Of course, there is the horse fornication allegations, at least focus tested against Dan Kelly, the aforementioned. We've got the former president of the United States getting shot down by the D.C. Circuit Court unanimously, and his claims that he is immune from all prosecution. I think the prosecution will proceed with alacrity, assuming the U.S. Supreme Court cannot find a way to delay this. And
the case is imminent, Curdy.
The case is imminent. Well, I don't think they'll pick it up. I think this one is a political loser, and I think they have the good sense not to wade in. But who knows? They overturned Roe v. Wade. What do I know? And the other breaking news, the House Republicans seeking to impeach the first cabinet secretary in 150 years, despite zero evidence. They went forward with the impeachment vote today in the House, and it failed them. 214 to 216, Nate pointed out Mike Gallagher, Wisconsin's own congressman from the Green Bay area, voted against the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. This is all about migration, the border, right? And we've talked about the fact, Don, perhaps not in the air because it's a moving target, but they've got a bipartisan Senate resolution. It's the best damn deal they're going to come up with anytime soon. And, of course, Republicans in the House, this same House that just sought to impeach the guy who's in charge of the border, failed. Right? They failed it at their goal here. But anyways, Dom, I suspect they will kill the deal because they want to continue to bash Biden in the head with this whole border issue. But this is going to get very, very quirky. Your impeachment failed. You killed the compromise. And it's Joe Biden's fault? How's that going to play to the electorate?
I don't know that it does, but they will certainly try. 844-967-2789. As mentioned, that vote to impeach Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas failed 214 to 216. Let's see. Rep. Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin voted against it. Rep. Al Green, who showed up unexpected to vote against the bill. A fourth Republican, Rep. Blake Moore, a Republican from Utah, a vice chair of the GOP conference, flipped his vote to no seconds before the vote closed, a procedural move that allows the conference to bring the legislation back to the floor at a later date.
They're going to take another crack at this? Well, I was a little confused because the first vote was 215 to 215. I was watching it on the screen as they were bringing up the congressional vote tallies in real time as we're talking about other fine topics, mostly Dan Kelly and the alleged horse fornication. Focus
that he looked like I want to be clear. It's not that the focus groups are saying that, failed Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate
twice
Dan
failed.
Kelly. twice failed.
Thank two you, L's thank you. Kelly.
Actually has fornicated with a horse. It was that apparently a focus group thought that if they were going to pick someone out of a lineup who looked like they were a horse fornicator, they would have picked Dan Kelly. And to that, I have to say, 844-967-2789. Rico, Rock County, you are up. Welcome, man. What do you got for us?
How you doing, Rico?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, man.
Oh, I got to use
the night's still young, man. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, I wish I was there. Wish I was there, buddy. Hey, I got to turn this down here. Hang on. I got to turn this down. I messed that up, but I'm good now. Hey, football analogy. It's like Biden has quite literally punted them the damn ball, and they're not even capable of calling for a fair catch. Hell, he's giving it to you on the 50-yard line. And you sit there. Trump, he's an analyst. He's like, delay a game. He doesn't think the play clock ever ends. He doesn't even have time. I don't understand these people sometimes. And this border deal, oh, that was a waste of time. Oh, I want to tell you what, guys. That was the biggest nothing burger. That's all a real American can do nowadays is sit on YouTube and flip a bunch of nothing burgers. And, you know, I'm just hoping they're not made of horse meat. That's all I can think.
Rico, you and me both, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Wow. Yeah, very interesting day in news indeed. And again, the failures of the Republicans, the mega Republicans, to get anything done, the sycophants, the way they follow and listen to what Donald Trump says. I mean, at some point, I know, you know, Trump always said, oh, you're going to get so sick of winning. We play that all the time. I mean, he's been doing nothing but lose. And, you know, the definition of insanity. Why are you going to continue to follow this guy? Republicans in the House, Republicans, you know, maybe perhaps less so to the degree in the Senate.
Stop tipping them off. We want this. At this point, this is our destiny, Dom. Don't tell the Republicans to go a different route.
We don't want this, man. We do not want Donald Trump shouldn't be anywhere near any sort of the White House or any government office. The only government building Donald Trump should be in would be a federal penitentiary. And we'll see what happens because, of course, he was denied his asinine absolute immunity claims. The fact that it took this long caused what? Chutkin to delay the trial. So now we're looking at maybe May. I'll take it. Yeah, but March 25th, Alvin Bragg, he's still scheduled to go on the Stormy Daniels case. So while I don't want the Stormy Daniels, you know, to be the one, whatever it is, as long as justice is served, as long as justice continues its slow march, right? I guess I'm okay with it because what are we going to do? But how do you accept that, Crudy? How do Republicans continue? Where's their credibility? Does it not at some point reflect upon their decision-making and their instincts? Of course it does. It must.
Well, you didn't see the resolution they're putting forward that January 6th was hunky-dory with them. And Trump is not an insurrectionist.
No.
If they just wish it to be so and vote on a resolution, well, that'll probably give him all the cover fire he needs. Oh, the wow. One other breaking news story, the 14th Amendment challenge, Trump on the ballot. Well, that's going to be heard by the Supreme Court of the United States. So we got that to look forward to. We'll have some primary results tomorrow. We'll have new polling, Marquette University Law School poll, and our fine friend Charles Franklin, he'll join us. Dom, anything else before I sign off here for the Love of Democracy tour from Las Vegas? By the way, thank you, Chance Design Build, our fine sponsor.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.